All right, so it's like 12:50. I woke up at like 11:30, but then Jacqueline had a phone call, like a show business meeting phone call, so I couldn't, when I woke up, I couldn't do the podcast because I can't interrupt such important meetings with my bullshit that nobody listens to. I got to start promoting. I'm not going to wait for it to get good. It's not good. It's never going to be good. There's other things that are not good in the world that people love. Maybe people will love this not good thing. Does that make sense? I saw Death of Stalin last night. That is amazing. Very funny movie. Go see it. Even if you don't have MoviePass. Get MoviePass if you don't have it. What are you waiting for? I think I'm going to go see Tomb Raider tonight. That or Red Sparrow, an action movie with a strong female lead. Either way, but that's really all. What else? There's another movie. Well, it's probably down to those two. I'm kind of leaning Tomb Raider because I think Red Sparrow is going to try to get me in some kind of like, oh, we got a complicated story. I don't need that shit. Give me shooting, swinging on vines, that guy from The Shield being like, I'll get you, Tomb Raider. The Shane from The Shield. Ooh, he has such a fucking asshole face. He gets every asshole face role. That's the upside. If you have an asshole face and you don't become an actor, it's got to be terrible, because then you just walk around and be like, oh, man. They just look at you like, well, this fucking asshole. But if you're an actor, you get to play them. And it's, at least then you get to be on television. Device explodes in FedEx building outside San Antonio, police say. What the fuck is going on? We got another Unabomber motherfucker mail bombing people? FedEx bombing. You know, he keeps this up. No one's going to be able to send drugs in the mail anymore. They'll be looking for bombs. Then they'll find the drugs and be like, oh, well, I guess we keep this now. Does anybody even know why this is happening? I don't think anybody even knows why this is happening. It's just, it's apparently very easy to FedEx, but don't you have to like give a credit card or something to FedEx? You have to, well, catch that guy. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's a man. I'll say catch that man and lock him up. If it's a woman, I'll be shocked, but, and it'll still be as heinous of a crime, but then you'd have to be like, well, she's groundbreaking. You say that. I guess I shouldn't make light of this bombing thing while it's still going on. I'm not making light. It's terrible. Thoughts and prayers, of course. See. Delete Facebook movement gained steam after 50 million users have data leaked. I want to delete Facebook really bad. You know what people I don't think get, though? If you delete Facebook and keep Instagram, what's your point? Because Instagram's owned by Facebook. So you're still putting money in their pocket. I mean, if you delete Facebook and Instagram, then it's all Twitter. Fine by me. I would love if we just got down to one social media platform. Can we just agree on one? Maybe it's not even Twitter. Maybe there should be a new one. But if we got rid of all of them, well, how would I know how the people I went to high school with feel about politics? You'd have to go to a reunion. And I don't want to go to a high school reunion. I just want to see what these fuckers look like now. And then be done with it. Be like, Oh, you're going to reunion? Why? I know everything about you. There's nothing fun. I don't want to be in your life. See you in person? Sounds terrible. Then, how have you been? Well, I know. And you know how I've been. So let's move on. Eat shitty chicken parmesan or whatever they cater those fucking things with. Steven Seagal. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Sexual assaulted me at an audition. Former teen model claims. Steven Seagal is apparently a big piece of shit. Who would have thought? When you look at Steven Seagal, don't you think, oh, there looks like a... He looks like a chill guy. With his fucking weird priest coat. Not that a priest coat makes you some kind of sexual assaulter, but he just looks like, you know, that pitch black fucking dyed hair he has. That's one thing I hope I never become, is old face black hair. That's a terrible. I get it that it's like, hey, it's for that dude. I'm not talking about Steven Seagal. Let's just talk about, you know, you look at like an old like rock star, like one of the guys in like the guitarist from Black Sabbath, right? He's got like dark black hair, but he's 70. So he's got like a 70-year-old face with this dark black hair, and like, dude, just let it go gray, man. But but it's for him. It's just like if people get mad at a hairpiece or something like that, fake hair. You're like, why the fuck you have? It makes him feel good. But it looks ridiculous. So I hope I remember that when I get old, because I think you forget. It makes sense when you get there. You're like, yeah, but it looks good on me. I still look like a young man because I got this. This nice black hair, this just for men black hair, and nobody notices. They just think I'm one of the kids. Let's see. World's last male northern white rhino dies in Kenya. Oof. You know, I always thought I had time to see the white rhinos. The male white rhino. Well, I guess there must be I'm assuming by that headline that there's a female white rhino, because it doesn't say last white rhino. But I hope they, maybe they harvested his, sperm. Maybe they jacked off the white rhino and they can impregnate what's left over. But that's sad. How did he die? Let me look at this. Now I want to know. Because if he was shot for a fucking trophy, let's get that guy in. Has died, the Kenyan conservative. Okay. Leaving only two females of its subspecies alive in the world, although scientists still hope to save it from extinction by in vitro fertilization. So they did. They got some of this the old boy's jizz. A 12-year-old started playing with a dog. A deputy punched her in the face, Texas cops say. What the fuck? Now I got to read this. This is in the Miami. Began at Oakwood BBQ in Austin, Texas, ended up with a 12-year-old girl in the hospital and a sheriff's deputy in handcuffs. The deputy picked up the dog and petted it before putting it back down. Let's see. When the 12-year-old girl began playing with the dog, the deputy allegedly jumped from his seat, tackled the girl, and began punching her in the face again. There's no clear explanation as to why. Well, I would say this guy is a fucking psycho. So maybe that's why. That's fucking nuts. Dude, Imagine you're just sitting in the back of a barbecue restaurant and you see a cop. I guess he's off duty. It'd be more, but you just see like a grown man just start fucking wailing on a 12-year-old girl. It's fucked up. It's like, and you're eating barbecue, which is delicious. And you're like, why are you fucking with my brisket? I'm eating brisket, now this guy's beating up, and I gotta jump into this, I guess. You gotta jump into that. If you don't, like, intervene in that situation, you're a piece of shit. All right. Another so-so episode done. But I'll be back tomorrow. Be in Burlington with Jacqueline Novak of The Tonight Show and Mike Birbiglia of various television and movie things on Friday, Burlington, Vermont. And then Ithaca, New York on Saturday. Should be fun times. So go to both. See you tomorrow. We love you.